It's been about 5 years since we met and talked with Suraj Holtzworth with the Whirling Rainbow Foundation when they brought the grandmother drum out to the landing over there in Soldotna. And a lot has happened there with the White Eagle Medicine Woman, Suraj. And tell me a little bit about what's gone on in the last 5 years and how you are established now down in Homer.
Well, we're excited to be on the Kenai Peninsula. I think this was our fourth time being pulled from Palmer down to Homer, down to Sterling, down to Soldotna and Kenai. And so we're excited that we finally have our center in Homer now. We have been in 20 countries, touring more than 1 million miles, touching more than 1 million people. And our inspiration is really the grandmother drum herself and the idea that we're all one through that heartbeat of love that connects us all. So we're promoting world music. We're promoting cultural and healing arts. We work in the villages. We make drums for our local tribe here, Kenaitse. And we do a lot of restoration of culture, healing between tribes, all kinds of reconciliation work, and cultural awareness and tolerance work.
Tell me about the grandmother drum and how it came about. And because we're on radio, describe a little bit about what it looks like.
Oh, my God. This 7-foot crystal inlaid kettle drum has toured in 20 countries, and it's actually was a vision of indigenous grandmothers, is why it's called the grandmother drum. I began to have repeated dreams with the grandmothers coming to me in dream with this idea, and I didn't really know what it meant yet in the dreams. Like most of us, our dreams don't give us a script. They're kind of a, you know, connect the dot mystery tour. So I began to work with the drum long ago, and when I saw this, I didn't know if it was a symbolic meaning or a literal. And they said, no, this will represent the heartbeat of all nations, and it will travel as an ambassador from the North. And there's a prophecy by the North, Central, and South American people that talks about this time that we're in, very similar to the biblical tribulation that we have heard about in Revelation. So this Native American prophecy speaks about a healing wind that would come out of the North and spread like a whirling rainbow across the planet. And we did believe that we were part of that vision. And that's why we called our foundation the Whirling Rainbow Foundation.
Kind of describes the Alaskan spirit. Now, you have an event coming up in December where people can learn more and experience the drum.
Yeah, they can experience her live. It's a big family event that we do to kind of celebrate the end of the year, look at the solstice and see what we're grateful for and moving us into the light of another year. So kids are free at this event. It's $13 in advance, or actually $12 in advance, $15 at the door, but we sell out before we ever, you know, have any door tickets. So if people want to, they just give us a call at 715-4433. They can find the Grandmother Drum Project and the Whirling Rainbow Foundation all over Facebook, and our website is whirlingrainbow.com.
And where's the event going to be held?
That'll be held at our Whirling Rainbow Center, which is on Olson Mountain in Homer. We're the highest building in Homer, so we perched on top of Homer where the ski trails are. We have a beautiful spot there, great parking for everyone, and it's always a beautiful event.
So you don't need your climbing ropes or shoes to get up to the summit?
The school bus gets up there every day, so we're plowed at 7 o'clock every morning by the borough, so we have no problem getting on our roads up there at all.
Interesting talking to you, and welcome back to Alaska. You're going to be here from now on?
We will be here until late January when we do a month-long program in Hawaii. Somebody has to do it. And then we do our annual trip to Peru that we work with the Kiro shamans there and bring people to experience the great sights of Peru. And that'll be in April of next year for another month. So other than that, we're home in Alaska this year.
The spiritual place, the great land.
This is, we've traveled everywhere, and I always come home.
It's good to be home. Suraj Holtzworth is with the Whirling Rainbow Foundation. The grandmother drum is coming again here to Alaska, and I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that drum beating sound of KSRM. Okay.
If you, I don't know, you can either purchase it or I can send you a digital version, but you could use the drum in the background.
Oh. Yeah, that would be. I don't do much editing or much producing because I'm sort of just a.
It's a nice piece. It goes right onto your iPhone.
Yeah, and the.